Governor Rick Snyder has approved an education budget which includes $2.5 million for private and religious schools. That seems to be incongruent with the Michigan Constitution. It says no public monies or property shall be appropriated or paid or any public credit utilized by the legislature or any other political subdivision or agency of the state directly or indirectly to aid or maintain any private, denominational, or other non-public pre-elementary, elementary, or secondary school. No payment, credit, tax benefit, exemption, or deductions, tuition voucher, subsidy, grant, or loan of public monies or property shall be provided directly or indirectly to support the attendance of any student or the employment of any person at any such non-public school or at any location or institution where instruction is offered in whole or in part to such non-public school students. Seems pretty definite. Joining us via Skype to talk about that is Susan Demas, the publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. The idea of this money is to offset the cost of state mandates such as requiring fire drills and so forth. So, Susan, this is being viewed by some as a backdoor voucher program. What do you make of it?
Well, I certainly think that critics are using those terms. A lot of Democrats and unions are seeing this as a test case for trying to get more public money into private schools. And one of the main champions, Representative Tim Kelly, you know, said that he'd like this to set a precedent. And he's a huge supporter of private schools.
The governor acknowledged there might be legal issues with this, but said he thought it was appropriate to move ahead and address the legal questions separately. How appropriate is it to sign off something when you know its constitutionality is likely to be challenged?
Well, I was a little surprised that he didn't go the route of a line item veto. He certainly is able to do that in the budget process. But I think it's clear that the governor is sending a message that he wants this to be a test case. He wants to see where the courts fall on this. And if the courts are okay with this money, I think you'll see an attempt by Republican legislators to see if money for education itself can pass muster.
The oath of office requires public officials to, quote, support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of this state, end quote. How common is it to vote for legislation or sign legislation into law when it seems to conflict with the state constitution?
Well, we've seen a number of court challenges to various laws that the legislature has passed in recent years. And I would venture to say that there have been more challenges during Governor Snyder's term than I saw during his predecessors. And, you know, what you see is that we have a constitution that was written in the 1960s, and I think a lot of groups are willing to take their chances in court if they can advance some of their agenda. And, you know, certainly Republicans and Governor Snyder have been willing to take that risk, even though obviously it does cost tax dollars.
There's a lot of political pressure in the state to support private schools. But as you mentioned, the writers of the state constitution pretty clearly did not want that. What's changed in the last 50 years?
Well, we have seen, you know, a few attempts at vouchers through the ballot process.
And both turned
those
down.
You're correct. Both of them were turned down. And that was a couple decades ago. And so I think that the will is there from a lot of education choice groups and proponents of private schools to try and press their luck again, even though, as you correctly point out, the Constitution as written is pretty clear on the matter.
How much does political contributions have to do with this? We've seen a lot of money from groups who want schools of choice to many legislators over many election cycles. Is that what we're coming down to?
Well, I don't think it's any secret that education choice groups and advocates have been rather generous in their donations. They're certainly not alone. There are a number of interest groups that are big contributors to one or both of the parties. But certainly you've seen that they've been flexing their muscles with legislation when you have a conservative legislature, as you have since 2011, and a Republican governor.
The ACLU has hinted that it might take up a challenge against this. Do you fully expect that? And how long before we might get an answer in the courts?
You're seeing that the ACLU may sign on. The American Federation of Teachers is very interested in a lawsuit. Generally, it does take a while for this to wind its way through the courts. So, you know, I'm not sure that, you know, we'll be hearing a definitive answer on this, until next year.
There's not likely to be an injunction against this money being sent to the schools.
That's always a possibility. A lower court may take that action, but we've seen in the past that a lot of times then the appeals court will step in and actually override that.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics and a columnist. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.